You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
Imposter syndrome, the way that it comes up in our lives, is through feeling like we don't deserve the things that we have earned, or feeling like we are a scam, right? And that someone's going to realize that actually we're not as smart as they think, or we're not as amazing as they think, or we're not as kind as they think, and that one day the shoe's going to drop and someone's going to realize that we're a fraud. But that is just a mental spiral, right? That is just a false narrative. Because if you achieved something, and if you have something in your life that you worked for, you deserve to be proud of yourself for that accomplishment, and you deserve to feel enough. And something that I even realized very recently in my life is that what I tend to do a lot is I'll set a goal for myself, and then once I reach that goal, or even a long time after I have already reached this goal, I fail to acknowledge that I accomplished it because I'm already on to the next thing. And when I'm always, you know, falling into this pattern of going on to the next thing, and not celebrating what I've done and what I've accomplished, I'm always seeking something else. And in always seeking something else, I always feel like I am lacking, right? I always feel like I have something still to achieve. And as I was reflecting on this pattern recently, I had realized that it's really important to also take a step back and reflect on which goals have you accomplished. What are the things that you have told yourself you were going to do that you did? Take stock of what you have done and the steps that you have taken and the growth that you have been through, because you have done all those things. So I think in learning how to feel like you're good enough, it's really important to do this, because if you're right now feeling like you're not enough, you're probably discounting the growth that you've been through. You're probably comparing yourself to someone else, or even maybe comparing yourself to a past version of you who was living through different circumstances, a different moment in your life. And it's also possible that you are failing to take stock of your accomplishments. So I really would encourage you to write out a list of everything you feel proud of yourself for, everything you've accomplished in the last year, or the last 6 months even, or the last 2 years, and realize, wow, like, I've done a lot, and have this abundance approach to it. We tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We tend to have really high expectations for ourselves, and many, many, many of us struggle with wanting to be perfect, wanting to be really admirable in other people's eyes, wanting other people to feel proud of us, wanting to receive validation, and ultimately, right, seeking this unrealistic perfection and a standard that is really not that reachable. And if you are constantly trying to be perfect, you're never gonna feel like you're enough. So beware of your perfectionistic tendencies. And there's a quote that I really like from Alessia Cara that is, every person that you see as perfect in your eyes probably feels like they are not enough. And that's because most of us struggle with this. Most of us struggle with feeling like there's always more we can do, and there's always more that other people are doing that we're not. And be really mindful of that. And ask yourself, am I holding myself to an unrealistic standard of perfection? And then work from there. Work onwards from there. What I also wanted to mention is tying into this affirmation that I really, really like, that honestly changed my life once I started implementing this. And it is, I am whole, worthy, and complete. And I was actually using this affirmation as, I am whole, worthy, and complete, and the love I seek is also seeking me. I was saying this affirmation first thing in the morning, every morning, I am whole, worthy, and complete. And this is like my bread and butter. This is a really important affirmation that you need to implement into your life. You need to start seeing yourself as whole, as worthy, and as complete. And the way to do that is to accept yourself and embrace yourself, even if you're not perfect, because you're not perfect. Accept your imperfections. And to really embody this affirmation, you have to be able to look at yourself and understand that you are imperfect, that you have a shadow side, that you have things that are not your best qualities, that you have flaws, but you also have amazing qualities and amazing things about you that other people look up to you for and that make you shine, that make you unique. And it's about blending those two things and realizing that you can love yourself and you can feel like you're enough, even if you are not perfect, even if you have those flaws or those insecurities or those imperfections. And the more that you see yourself as whole and the more that you think of yourself in this way, the more that you are going to just shake out this feeling that you are not enough as you are.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.